We're finishing up our look at Acts chapter 12, verses 20 through 25, and specifically the death of King Herod. Let me read what Luke says, starting with verse 22. They shouted, "This is the voice of a god and not of a man," and immediately, because Herod did not give praise to God, an angel of the Lord struck him down, and he was eaten by worms and died. But the word of God continued to spread and flourish. As we finished last time, we asked the question, as Dr. Luke is talking about the death of Herod, what does he tell us that shows us this combination of both the supernatural and the organic happening at this time? Okay, so the question we ask is, what does Luke say here? Luke says that the angel of the Lord struck Herod, and I mentioned that he uses the same Greek word for struck in Acts chapter 12, verse 7, when the angel wakes up Peter and rescues him from the prison. In Agrippa's case, the angel struck him to afflict him and to destroy him. John Stott notes that Dr. A. Rendell Short, who was a professor of surgery at Bristol University, wrote a book entitled The Bible and Modern Medicine, and he indicated that a great many people in Asia, quote, harbor intestinal worms, which can form a tight ball and cause acute intestinal obstruction. As John Stott puts it, this may have been the case in Herod's death. So was it supernatural, eaten by worms, or a medical condition that was already growing in Herod's intestines? Well, let me put it another way. Did the angel's actions cause an acceleration of a pre-existing medical condition, or was Herod immediately supernaturally infested with intestinal worms? Well, the Bible simply doesn't tell us. Both explanations could be accurate. In the end, Herod still died horribly from scolecystitis. Looking at verses 23 through 24, they wrap up Luke's narrative about Herod. He says, Herod was eaten by worms and died, but the word of God continued to spread and flourish. As I was researching this passage, I ran across a statement from a Bible scholar. He said, it is important to note the appointed day referred to in the book of Acts was the same day on which Agrippa had intended to bring Peter out and try him and, of course, execute him. Boy, that really puts things in perspective, doesn't it? Herod intended to kill Peter, but the angel killed Herod instead. Herod meant to deal a crushing blow to the Jerusalem church by executing Peter. Instead, the word of God continued to spread and flourish. So we have two exact opposite things happening here. On the one hand, Herod died rather miserably by this terrible infestation. On the other hand, the church did not die, but it grew and continued to grow. Let me quote Dr. John Stott's summary of this great passage in Acts 12. Here's what he says. The chapter opens with James dead, Peter in prison, and Herod triumphing. It closes with Herod dead, Peter free, and the word of God triumphing. Such is the power of God to overthrow hostile human plans and to establish his own in their place. What a great summary. Join me again next time for more of Verse by Verse.